I mean, obviously, they like to spread you out. They got an explosive young running back, this guy Spiller. Been pretty productive the first 2 weeks of the season. He's definitely a guy who provides explosion. You know, he provides explosion for their offense. Obviously, they have Stevie Johnson, number 13. He's a crafty, good receiver, good releases off the line. And, you know, Fitzpatrick, he plays hard. He's a tough quarterback. And they put up some points last week. And, you know, we're going to have to challenge him every play and make him work.
Defensive backs like to play the cat and mouse game against their quarterbacks. Talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, what have you seen from him on film? Tendencies, that is.
Well, Tennessee, I'm still watching film, so I can't really speak on it right now. Right now, I'm just looking at personnel, formations, things of that nature. But that's something I got to look into. But from what I've seen so far, he's a guy who, you know, knows where he's going with the ball. And his mind seems to be made up sometimes. But we'll see how that pan out.
And when you look at their first season opener against the Jets, what did they improve on when they stepped on the field against the Chiefs?
The Jets, I believe the Jets had 4 turnovers, maybe 5. So they turned the ball over. The Jets forced about 4 or 5 turnovers that game. You know, hats off to their defense. But I think they took better care of the football against Kansas City. You know, obviously that contributed to a W. But they took care of the football. That's it.
From a defensive back's perspective, and like you talked about the running back game, how do you prepare for a running game when your mindset is pass first?
For me, you know, that's an everyday deal. I just practice on tackling. Because the thing, you know, on Sunday, you don't know when a tackle's going to approach you, but you got to be ready. So you just practice good habits. And when that opportunity presents itself, you're ready to tackle, and you just take it as that.
And throughout this week of practice, what is your main focus?
My main focus is getting better, doing better than I did the week before, working on technique, you know, technical things, recognition, little things, and just being better than I was the week before.
And unfortunately, Demetrius, last week you guys came up with the loss, but even there's a win or a loss, there's always a building block, something that you can learn from. With that, what did you guys take away from the game after watching the footage?
Well, I mean, you know, this game is just 2 or 3 plays away. 2 or 3 plays can make you, 2 or 3 plays, you know, can cost you. And we got to clean it up. We got to finish. I've been saying that. We got to learn how to finish as a team, not only a defense, but as a team. We got to learn how to finish and put people away. There were some good things. There were some not so good things. But, you know, we just want to make sure that we have more good things than we do bad. Obviously, with a W, I mean, with an L, it doesn't seem like that. But we had a lot of good things, so we can build off that.
And as we're standing here in the locker room, the mood seems very upbeat. It's a work week locker room. From a player standpoint, how is the mood in and around the locker room?
I mean, it's business as usual. Every week is so different. You can't live in the previous week. You can't look ahead to the next week. You know, you just got to focus on this day right now, conquering today's practice, the work day. And that's all you can do. No moping, no feeling sorry for yourself. This is the NFL. It's professional sports. No one's going to feel sorry for you. People are trying to run a scoreboard up on you every week. So it has to be business as usual, win or loss.
Demetri, thank you for your time and good luck to you moving forward.
All right.